Welcome to Fluxedo Junction. I'm Scott Kukler. Each week we bring you the best music of all genres from throughout the world, and this week we'll be speaking with musician Jim McCarty. Best known as the drummer for the Yardbirds and Renaissance, Jim has had a long career working alongside some of the most famous musicians in history, including Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Page. This month, he'll be out on the road again with the newest lineup of the Yardbirds, and he has a new single out through all major streaming services. So let's start right there. Here's the new single from Jim McCarty called Breath of the Wind, here on Fluxedo Junction.
On the breath of the wind, she's sending me a deeper sound. Riding along on the butterfly wing, she's telling me she's still around. Ooh. The more I really can perceive, the more she's there, the more she shares. Now I really do believe she's free of care, she's everywhere.
Well, let's get started. I am familiar with some of the people that you have in the band, this current lineup that you have. Mike Scavone, I'm familiar with from the Doughboys. And, of course, you've got Godfrey Townsend on guitar, who actually I've met back when I was in my record label days.
I worked with John Entwistle, and he was John Entwistle's guitar player at
that time.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's what it is.
I'm really looking forward to seeing you guys at the Bolton Center. Have you played that venue before? I think you might have, right?
Yes, we did play it a few years ago. I remember it was nice. Nice venue.
It feels like the perfect kind of room to really, it's not a club, it's a theater, so it's comfortable seating and it's a really nice place, but it's a small enough space that you can connect with the people sitting in that last row, and it's got a really nice feel to it. Is that the size of room that you're generally playing these days with the Yardbirds?
Yeah, those sort of theatres I think are really nice, and there's a lot of them around, the East Coast. There's a lot in New Jersey and around New York. That's a perfect size, isn't it?
I mean, I love seeing shows, and I've seen lots of people at that theatre. Of all different genres. It seems to work for everything. And actually, speaking of genres, I want to touch a little bit on the fact that in addition to your work with the Yardbirds, not too long ago, you released a single that's available on streaming services called Breath of the Wind. And
oh, yeah.
I've been listening to it like crazy. It's a little closer to, it almost sounds more like Renaissance than the Yardbirds.
Yeah, that's true. How's that feel to it, isn't it?
Do you do a lot of that type of recording? I mean, I know there are two of your, or actually one other solo album listed up on Spotify of yours, which I've also been listening to all week. But is it more enjoyable for you to play with a band, or do you like doing, recordings where you're sort of taking care of everything on your own?
Well, I like to do both. And I like to sing, but the sort of things I sing are they're not going to be really hard rock, they're going to be more like Renaissance illusion sort of thing. But I enjoy it, I enjoy making that record. That was fun time.
How was the process for you in terms of deciding, well, this is material I'm going to do on my own, or maybe I'll do this with the band? And is there a clear line for you between the two projects, or is it just whatever is coming up next is what your material is ready for?
No, I think there's a clear line. I think the sort of music I worked on for myself is quite different. It's quite melodic and quite ethereal compared to the Yardbird. I enjoy it. I like to do both. It's sort of like a good
balance. It's interesting to me. Whenever somebody from, from the 60s or 70s, who I'm familiar with, my first introduction to their music from around that time, does something more current and it's got a different kind of sound to it, that's always more interesting to me. I remember when John Paul Jones released that really strange album with the performance artist Yamandé Gallas. He did that around the same time that Jimmy Page and Robert Plant started working together again, and I much preferred what John Paul Jones was doing. Or even like when Paul McCartney puts out like a techno album, I like it when people continue to sort of push the envelope. I feel like that's sort of what you've done as well.
Well, thank you. It's nice to do that, and I'm not really doing it for the money, because it's not a big market for me. People know all about the Yardbirds, but about me writing those sort of songs, they don't necessarily get into them, right? They don't really ever hear them,
Yeah.
Unless they're like you and they do their homework. I enjoy doing that, and I'm willing to sort of put up the money to make it. I so much enjoy it.
Now, for this Yardbird show that's coming up on March 22nd, what can people who attend that show, and by the way, there's huge buzz here on Long Island about that show, mostly because it's a Yardbird show, but also because Godfrey Townsend is kind of a local guy for us. But what can we look forward to as the set list for that show?
Well, I think it's such a great band, and the great band playing a great repertoire. absolutely something to play those old songs with a new sound.
In a way, it's kind of interesting. You mentioned earlier that a lot of these theaters that you play, the size of these venues, is a lot of them on the East Coast. And that was kind of the case in the mid to late 60s as well, right? I mean, there was here in the States, especially in the Northeast, a lot of those types of ballrooms. I mean, there was the Fillmore East that everybody knows about, but there was the Electric Factory in Philadelphia. There was the Boston Tea Party up in Boston. And it really, I'm just slightly too young to have missed that era of seeing shows. I'm 54, so I didn't really start going to shows until the 80s. But do you find any sort of, I guess, similarity between the vibe of these venues that you're playing now and some of those old ballrooms that I know that you were sort of involved with in the late 60s?
Oh yes, of course. It's very similar. It's very similar energy with the for the audience. And of course, they're all going back in time. You know, they're getting that similar addictive vibe. And it's like you say, it's said before. It's not so big as to lose the nice feeling. You know, the nice ambiance.
No, you've done a great job with the Yardbirds and the lineups that you've continued to keep going. I mean, and we've had a few of the people that you've played with on the show in the past, and you and your team have done an excellent job of bringing in people who really fit the mold. But is it ever frustrating? I mean, is the weight of the legacy of the band? I'm sure most people would imagine that would be a benefit and an enjoyable thing, but is it ever a burden with regards to the band being an enjoyable thing?
No, I think so. It gets rid of Yardbirds, and now the drummer's speaking up, but you know, but I don't really listen to that, because I think people enjoy it. There's an audience for it, and the repertoire is so great, you know, those songs are so good altogether.
Well, you've got, I'm looking at 5 dates coming up. You're at Richmond, Virginia, Tin Pan on March 14th. The Rams Head on stage in Annapolis, March 16th. That's a great venue. Narrow Center in Fall River, Massachusetts, March 21st. The Bolton Center, of course, right in my neighborhood, March 22nd. And then, of course, you've got the Flower Power Cruise coming up, March 23rd through the 28th. What are those cruises like? Have you done those before?
Yes, we've done that already about 3 times, that Flower Power cruise. It's very, very enjoyable. It's not really long enough to be boring. I mean, it's only a few days, and we play a couple of times, and the people are really up for it. And of course, there's no, from my point of view, there's no hard travelling. And then you just go back to your cabin.
Yeah.
And it's all very well done, and it's all very friendly
and very well organized, and I really like it. For your life. For your life. Things that will excite and make you dream of me at night.
After all this time, with all of this legacy and history behind you, and of course, you know, much more ahead of you as well, is it still hard work? Like, I know it's fun, it should be fun, it's music, it should always be fun, but is it as hard now as it ever was, like, in the beginning, or has it just gotten easier over time?
Well, we'll see if it's coming time, because there's not a lot of gigs. Sometimes I get a bit tired, maybe it's 10 gigs in 2 weeks or something like that, which we have done, and that can be a bit much. So there's only the 4 shows and the cruise, so it's a good experiment for me to see how my body fares over that, you know.
Well, I really can't wait to see the show, and my listeners feel the same as well. We're really looking forward to it. Again, there's a bunch of shows coming up, but the one that we're specifically promoting is Bolton Center in Bayshore on March 22nd. And there are a couple of different websites you can go to for information. There's theyardbirds.com, and then there's your own website as well, jamesmccarty.com. And, of course, your music is available on all the major streaming services. And I really just want to not only thank you for your time today, but also to thank you for all of the music over the years, all of your material. I've been a big fan for a really long time, and I've really, really, it's your music has become part of my life, and it's just an honor for me to speak with you today. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you very much, John. It was nice that you knew all about the new single and all that stuff as well.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love it. And we're going to continue to play it. And we'll see you on March 22nd.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hey! Hey! Cars and girls are easy come by in this day and age. Laughing, joking, drinking, smoking till I spent my wage. When I was young, spoke of immorality. All the things they said were wrong are what I want to be.
Hey!
On this I was down,
hey!
Small and square and round.
Hey! On this I was down,
hey!
Small and square and round.
Think I'll go and have some fun, cause it's all for free. I'm not searching for a reason to enjoy myself. Seems it's better done than arguing with somebody else.
Hey!
On this side was down,
hey!
Small and square and round.
Hey!
On this side was down,
hey!
Small and square and round.
Sideways down,
backwards, forwards, square and round.